Okay, I'm going to bring our meeting to order. Can we all rise for the flag salute, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Carol, could you do a roll call for us, please?
Laura will take care of that.
No problem. Director Gatchell? Director Ohelski?
She's not.
Director Womack? Vice President Sesenia?
Here.
President Forcroy?
I'm here. Okay, our next agenda item here is the announcement of our closed session item, which is the general manager employee performance evaluation. Can I please open that for any public comment?
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're in the boardroom, please come up to the podium. And if you're online, raise your hand. There's no public comment online.
Okay. With that, the board's going to adjourn to closed session. We plan to reconvene at 6 p.m. Okay, can we, I'd like to reconvene to open session now. Is everything ready on Zoom, Laura?
Yes, I'm recording and we're streaming live to Facebook.
Okay, excellent. With that, I'm gonna turn it over to Council Minery to report out of closed session.
Thank you. The board met in closed session as on the performance evaluation of the general manager. General manager received a very positive evaluation, and the board made a unanimous determination to offer Mr. Munns a four-year contract subject to compensation to be determined in open session at the next item. And assuming that those terms are acceptable, granted authority to the president of the board to execute an amendment to his contract on those matters.
Okay, thank you, Council Minery. With that, I'm going to move to our next item, which is to set compensation for said contract. At this time, I think it's appropriate for me to take public comment on the compensation for General Manager Munns.
If you'd like to make a comment and you're online, please raise your hand. And if you're in the boardroom, please walk up to the podium. There's no public comment online.
Okay, with that, I'll bring it back to the board for a motion on the item.
With that, I'll make a motion that we go ahead and make it $187,500. With annual evaluations and COLA adjustments.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes. Okay, our motion passes unanimously. And so we will have a new contract and I will sign it.
And hopefully he will too.
So I'll just take this minute on record to thank Ron personally. Thank you very much for all your work here at the district. You're doing a very great job. I know we all really appreciate you.
Thank you very much. And it's been a pleasure to work with both staff and the board.
We feel the same.
Great leaders. Great leadership, Ron. Great leadership.
Okay. That takes us to general action items, of which there are none. So the next item is public comment for items not on this agenda.
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're online, please raise your hand. And if you're in the boardroom, please walk up to the podium.
We will have kind of a
different clock, so it'll be up there on the screen.
It's okay. I think I'm only 2 minutes, so. Okay. my name is Andrea Luker. I'm a 36-year resident of Los Osos, and Ron, congratulations. Yeah, very good 4 years. Wonderful. You've done a great job. Tonight, I'm here to update you on the progress of a recently formed nonprofit called Save Cuesta Inlet. Recently, as you probably know, the 13 plus acres in and around the Cuesta Inlet was put on the market, listed at $1 million. And the site comprises three parcels, one small parcel zoned residential, two larger parcels, 6+ acres each zoned recreation, of which one is predominantly water. While privately owned for many years, the community, as you know, has, and the extended community has used this area for a myriad of passive activities, bird watching, animal watching, walking, and launching vessels. Save Cuesta Inlet Nonprofit's mission statement is a community group that seeks to protect and preserve the inlet to benefit community and wildlife. At this time, our nonprofit is a three-pronged approach, and we're working on this concurrently. Raise funds to purchase the property, identify a long-term property owner because we want to own it for about 10 minutes and then give it to somebody else, and then identify a manager of the property. While our group in the community is at the beginning of this process, we have absolutely been overwhelmed with the local, regional, and out-of-area response to this endeavor. In case you've signed up as a volunteer, please be patient. We have a lot of volunteers, and we're trying to slot people into jobs. We've received our 501c3 status, and we are waiting notification of our tax-exempt status, so we're not taking donations, but we do have a form on our website for pledges. So feel free to do that. Our website address is pretty difficult, savecuestainlet.org. And there's a form for volunteer signup and pledges, hopefully changing soon to donations. There's also a newsletter on the website that we just posted yesterday, first one out. We've launched Save Cuesta Inlet Facebook page, and we have a Save Cuesta Inlet Instagram page. We're getting out in the community with meets and greets. We were at Nautical Bean on Tuesday, and Beerwood is scheduled for Monday the 8th from 4 to 7-ish. We're also developing a short PowerPoint presentation to take on a roadshow for other nonprofits, to service groups, and to others. So now you're thinking, what can I do? You can sign up as a volunteer on the website. You can make a pledge and plan on making that a donation. And then most importantly, spread the word and join us in securing this incredible space for the future. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrea.
Andrea, could I ask a question or two? First of all, thank you very much for this effort.
Chuck, are they easy questions?
Yes.
I only answer easy questions.
I think so. The one residential parcel, I assume there's no house on it, no structure on it.
Correct.
And that it does not have a water meter.
Nothing.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure those kind of basic facts.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone, get involved.
There's no public comment online.
Okay. Then we're going to roll right into our fire department report. Chief Province is here just at
time. All right. Good evening. For emergency activity, we had 167 calls for the reporting period, 105 medical aids, 16 traffic collisions, 16 incidents reported as fire, 4 as hazards, 22 as public assist, 4 false alarms, and company 15 was called to cover the station 4 times. Special programs and projects, we've completed a second round of vacant lot weed abatement inspections, and the notice has been going out. Looks like we've been having some good work done out there, and people are coming into compliance. And it looks like the chipping events and the SRA inspections went well, and a lot of good information going out there. And then meeting with the homeowners has been a little bit of assistance in helping get that work done. Station 15 will be conducting a sidewalk CPR event August 8th at the Baywood Farmers Market. I believe the last one we had was at our station, and we're going to be trying to do them out at the farmers market on a more regular basis, trying to get that word out and just make it so that the community can be exposed to that program. South Bay Fire and San Luis Obispo County Fire Safe Council hosted a public chipping event for Los Osos Community on June 25th. We had the chipping company come out and post up off of Fairchild and worked with the district in getting the permissions to be out there and getting a dumpster out there and getting all the items chipped. low participation, but the folks that needed to get out there and get some stuff done were able to take their stuff. FireSafe Council was successful in their door-to-door operations up in the SRA lands, up in Bayview Heights neighborhoods. The district and CAL FIRE SLO worked with the Toro Fire Center to work on the Bay Oaks open space area in the neighborhood over there in the Eucalyptus Grove behind Sunny Oaks Mobile Home Park and amongst the neighborhood there. We're able to treat probably, I would say, about 5 acres of grass, oak woodland, and eucalyptus grove. We're able to do some chipping in there, some weed eating in there, and get it cleaned out. So the pathway is nice and open now. And hopefully some of the community's concerns about the fire hazard in that area have been mitigated. Look to continue that partnership with the 3Cs and CAL FIRE in the district within the local response area within the district boundaries moving forward. Also along those same lines, we met with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife regarding the Moro snail in the neighborhood here and how taking care of fire hazards and weed abatement and all that pertains to that. So we're going to be working with U.S. Fish and Wildlife, CAL FIRE on our resource management side and our fuels reduction side of the house, and then Los Osos Community Service District on come up with a plan for the whole community. So like I talked about last year, coming up with a plan for the entire community as a whole that has some longevity to it. And for when we all move on and go do something else, people can pick up and continue the work. So some good positive motion in that department. End of report.
If I could add real quick, excuse me. I really appreciate Chief Province's efforts on those items up in the Bay Ridge area, that open space, that green belt. It's amazing what we were able to do up there. And then it's a huge step, what he was talking about, working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on getting a plan together that will allow us to go and mitigate fire hazards and reduce fuels, especially like along the Moro Pathway and some other areas that have been kind of stuck in limbo here for a while. So thank you.
Yeah, just I ask for patience on it. It takes time to get the right people in the right place and get the right documents written and find the right historical information and make sure that we are stewards of the environment and we don't adversely affect things where we don't need to adversely affect them. So it just takes time and we're making progress. It's just maybe not as fast as some people would like to see it. And I understand, you know, people's concerns out there in the community, but we're trying. We're making progress.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for that report and for getting that work done. I mean, now you have that experience with all those agencies and you're on first name basis with a bunch of them now. So
yep, it'll make a big difference.
Really greases the skins going forward.
Yep.
Great job.
Sir, I have letters from 2005 talking about a draft habitat conservation plan just about ready to be finalized. 2005.
Yeah.
So good on you for moving the ball forward. The sooner we get the snail issues finalized, the it just helps to have certainty.
Yeah. And some of that has to do with the delisting of the snail is allowing the forward progression of that whole thing. And so part of the meeting was just coming up with a scope of work, a time frame of work that applies to the whole community so that we can memorialize that. And we're actually talking about working that into the ordinance, the weed abatement ordinance for Los Osos, so it lives forever. And we, you know, it can be a maintenance document as opposed to rewriting a whole document.
So excellent.
That's the plan, is to have something that's good for 10, 20 years, not something that's good for the 5 minutes that makes us happy.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Moving to Sheriff Department. Do we have the sheriff online or not?
No, we don't have sheriff online, but we do have Highway Patrol.
Okay, moving to Highway Patrol.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yep, hear you good.
Excellent. Lieutenant Jason Grimm here with the California Highway Patrol here in San Luis Obispo, and I have a few items to go over. I'll start off with three DUIs last month. The first two were regular DUIs, and the third was a DUI collision. The first one occurred on July 5th at 8:20 p.m. It was at LOVR, or Los Osos Valley Road in Turi. The second one was on July 11th. At 7:59 p.m., it was on Los Osos Valley Road at Foothill. And then the traffic collision we had was on the 11th also at 4:50 a.m. Los Osos Valley at Oak Ridge, it had a minor traffic collision or solo vehicle traffic collision, vehicle into a rock with the DUI driver. We also had 5 traffic collisions to report. The first one that was on July 10th at 4 p.m., it was on Los Osos Valley Road at Clark Valley. It was a minor injury traffic collision, two vehicles involved. The second was a two-vehicle non-injury traffic collision on July 17th at right around noon, Los Osos Valley at Fairchild Way. The third is a solo vehicle into a deer with a minor injury, thankfully, and that was at Los Osos Valley at Foothill. July 24th at around 1:20 p.m., 15th Street at Paso Robles, two-vehicle non-injury traffic collision. And the final was a vehicle versus a bike, which resulted in a major injury to the bicyclist. That was at South Bay Boulevard at Turi on the 28th at around 3:45 p.m. And that was all we had for the month of July.
Okay, thank you, Lieutenant. I know, well, definitely we have school coming up. I think it's August 18th, Thursday the 18th. Is that a time when you guys can provide a little more coverage in the going to school time and after school time to make sure traffic remembers there's kids around again?
Absolutely. I'll put in a traffic complaint for that with the front office. So we'll hopefully get some increased patrol out there during that time.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Okay. What time does school start? Just FYI, sorry.
It's start on a Thursday. It's going to start at basically 8:10.
Okay. Perfect. We'll try to get out there about an hour ahead of time then.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Next order of business is the general manager's report.
Yes, thank you very much. I did want to go back to a little bit on the utilities updates, department updates. We have completed our 8th Street up rock furwell. We have all the water quality information to the Division of Drinking Water, and we're expecting a permit for that well any time now. We are hoping by the end of this week, hopefully it's getting late in the week, so maybe next week. So we're finally there with that one. So we're excited about that. And the water quality actually came back, at least for nitrates, very low, which is impressive for that part of this Zone C aquifer. Likewise, we're wrapping up the 16th Street South tank rehab project. We're working out the final details of payment with the contractor. We got the to start utilizing the tank. So we'll be putting that tank back into service. And then finally, just a bit of an update on the program Seawell. The contractor did mobilize this morning. We were out there at 7 o'clock doing our snail training and getting the logistics down. So we're underway on that. That's going to take about 63 days, I think the schedule says, to complete. So we're excited to have that one underway as well. Moving over to my general manager's report, just a quick update on the water resiliency efforts. My hope is to have to the board next board meeting in September a report and a memo presented by Rob Miller on potential alignments and actual costs to build that project. If we aren't able, I'd like to get that through our utility advisory committee in advance of the board. It may be October before I can make it back to the board with that one. I did have a little blurb on the Save Cuesta Inlet Initiative. I have been approached by the group and talked to many of their members, including Andrea, and I will be attending one of their meetings on next Wednesday, the 17th. I think this is something we will have to bring back to the board at some point to talk about our potential involvement in. And then finally, I was invited to speak to the City of Morro Bay Chamber Governmental Affairs Committee, provide them a presentation. I was invited to come over, talk about the CSD, what we do, kind of introduce ourselves. Their motive is to outreach more to the neighbors, meaning Cayucas and Los Osos. And we did talk a lot about water. They're fully involved in the water issues and understand potential benefits to both communities on being water resilient. And just one more thing, I always wanted to bring up the drought reminder. As everyone knows, we're in a significant drought. Please minimize your outdoor water irrigation, and check for leaks. And with that, I can answer any questions.
I have a question about the Quest Inlet, just about, I know we'll be talking about it a lot more in the future, but what kinds of, you know, we're talking about some support and some involvement. So what kind of involvement can the district provide to help that effort?
Well, that's still to be determined. You know, there's a lot of things that that Save Cuesta Inlet group are doing, as Andrea pointed out. You know, the big one is financial, but even the kind of the looming bigger topic is management. You know, who is going to manage the site, and how, where will that funding come to manage the site, and how will that all play out? So I think that's the bigger conversation we're going to have in the future.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. I guess I'll just plug that right now, but I think somebody's going to come, maybe you're probably going to give a presentation, Andrea, at the Parks and Rec meeting on the 16th. So I would encourage anybody that's interested to attend that meeting August 16th to learn more and get involved.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew. I forgot to point that out.
Okay, with that, we'll move on to the FAC report. Marshall, do you have a verbal report on that?
Yeah, the FAC met on Monday, which is normal meeting time, Monday before the meetings. Chris wasn't able to make it, so I chaired the meeting. It's a relatively straightforward meeting. They recommended to the board that the board approve the warrant register and the financial reports for the period ending June 30th, 2022. There was a little discussion about the banking controls issue that Ron brought up. And then there was a second quarter 2022 investment report that the committee reviewed and made a recommendation to the board. And last but not least, there was the general manager's update. So it was relatively straightforward and everything was approved unanimously. So. You have anything to add to that, Ron? You were here.
Just that it's a great committee. We had a great conversation. Great questions come up, and we are looking for members.
That's true.
I should have brought that finance up. Advisory committee.
Okay, thank you. Does any director have an announcement of district community interest, attendance at public meetings, etc.?
Well, I will just cycle back to the LOCAC meeting that I attended last Thursday. You've got a little report that I kind of threw out as an addendum to your agenda. And basically, I updated the LOCAC on the infrastructure that Ron talked about in the utilities department report, the wells and the storage tank. Talked a lot about water. The Tribune article that talked about looking for new sources of water for growth in the community seemed to strike a chord with some people. And I basically went to LOCAC to reassure them that growth was not a word that we had used in our conversations with the reporter. That was that reporter's article, not our article. They were the ones that seemed to draw a link between the resiliency efforts, which is the inner tie over to the state water pipeline in Morro Bay, with some kind of plan for growth. And of course, that's just not true. We're looking for insurance for Plan A for the basin plan. It was a good discussion, a really, really good back and forth discussion. Got into some detail about specific wells. I think people are really learning more and more and more about basin plan details, and that is a good thing. It was a long conversation, but in the end, everyone was thankful for what we brought. And so it ended well. And the last thing that I talked about was the fact that August 12th is the final filing date for the three available seats on the CSD in the upcoming November election. And now, is that extended a week if none of the three incumbents, one of the incumbents don't file, I think?
I do believe so.
Yeah. So if the incumbents file, it would be August 12th. You could buy an extra week if you want to take the chance that somebody's not going to run again.
Would you like to clarify for the public who's the three up for election?
Yes. We have Director Sasania, Director Womack, and Director Forcroy.
Thank you.
And just a reminder, we are now in districts. So those are the three districts up for re-election or for election.
Okay. I'm going to ask, does any director have a consent agenda item?
Wait, I've got Basin Management Committee.
Never mind. Go back to BMC. I thought we were done.
No. So the BMC met last Thursday, the 28th. We had a very, very detailed discussion on three items, as Ron can confirm. The first item was the draft well modification and the new monitoring well locations. I think we had a good discussion and we gave direction to our director on how to proceed on that. It's basically the transducers and making sure that we're able to adequately or properly monitor how the groundwater is being impacted by the recharge, et cetera, and the rainfall. And so we'll be able to have, now we've gone to quarterly reports and we'll be able to have more updated and valuable information by the location of this. Do you have anything to add to that, Ron?
We were looking at rehabbing three existing wells that are out of service. And then in the technical memo that Spencer Harris put together, and then four new monitoring wells. So the financial strategy, I was able to talk with the National Estuary Program, and they're going to contribute towards the new monitoring well that will cost about $160,000. They're going to, looks like, put in about $70,000 to help offset those costs. So they have funding, additional funding from the infrastructure bill, federal infrastructure bill, for the next 4 years. So they may be able to help with future funding of some of the future monitoring wells. So anyway, that's a big boost for the BMC.
And then we had a presentation on the draft funding options, which basically dovetails on what you just said. So I'm not sure we have anything to add to that.
I don't think so.
And last but not least was we had the draft spring 2020 the aquifer groundwater basin monitoring results. We got a lot of public comments on how we should be doing this, et cetera. But it was only a snapshot in time. We aren't at the point where it is to finally approve the spring. We just wanted to get input from the members of the commission and the members of the public. So when he finalizes when Spencer Harris finalizes the report, they'll make sure that there's no things that they weren't aware of that might have come from the public or from our group. So we had a discussion about that. So I think that was pretty much it. But the funding that might be available from the MBNEP is going to be a major, major input. And being on that, the Estuary Program Board of Directors or Executive Committee, when we first heard about that money coming in, we thought, well, me and Chris, she's my alternate, but we thought that that's a good opportunity for funding for us because we do have major costs coming up and they do impact the bay. So we think that we're going to be able to use that, and a significant amount of that funding will be available for us. So that's it. Now I'm done with my report.
Thank you, Marshall. No, that's a good update. Sorry, I forgot about it. Okay. Does any director have any items on the consent agenda they would like to pull? Okay. Seeing none, I'm going to move to public comment for items on the administrative committee reports and the consent agenda.
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're on your computer, please raise your hand. And if you're in the boardroom, please come up to the podium. There's no public comment online.
Okay, I'll bring it back to the board to look for a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to receive and file the administrative and committee reports and to promote, pardon me, and to approve the consent agenda as written.
I will second that motion.
Okay, can we have a roll call because we have a resolution?
Director Ohilski.
Yes.
Vice President Sesenia.
Yes.
President Porcroy.
Yes, the motion passes. Okay, any future agenda items you would like to see?
They seem to find us.
They do. Yeah. Okay, with that, I'd just like to thank everybody for being here. Thanks again, Ron. Appreciate having you for longer.
Yes.
And thanks for the update, Andrea.
Can I make a comment? Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to thank Ron for his service to our community. He's been a very, very productive general manager, and I'm really, really pleased that you'll be continuing on with us. I think you've made a lot of excellent moves, and I've been on the board for a long time, and since I've been on the board, I think we're in the best position we've ever been in. So I'd like to thank him for his service. And then I'd like to, the Save Quest Inlet thing, I think most people are familiar with it, but they're not really familiar with it. I mean, everybody knows where it is, kind of, sort of, because there's a ton of boats out there, et cetera. But I think that it's really, really important issue for our community. We don't want, you know, we'd like to have that under public ownership, and maybe, you know, Land Conservancy takes over and manages it or something like that. So it is a critical open area in our community. So I think that anything that anybody can do to help with that is very, very important. And I thank you for your service to the community. And I appreciate your work on that. And I talk to some of the other people who are working on it too. So I think that that is a really, really critical moment in our community. So,
yeah, I want to just piggyback on it really quick. It's like the essence, like it's the very essence of what makes Los Osos Los Osos, that you can get to the bay like that. And I see the immediacy, the urgency needed to go preserve this for generations to come.
Well, it was weird. It just got put on the market and there was a sign put up and nobody knew about it at the time. It was just strange.
Yeah, so I look forward to learning more and helping that cause as much as we can.
Two quick things. One, I want to echo everything that everyone has said about Mr. Munns. Thank you. It feels good to be in a good place. Been on, as with Marshall, in the sport a long time, and it's just never been as smooth and efficient. And the other thing is, as Director Forcroy mentioned, school will be coming around soon. So let's all drive a little bit slower, try and park a little bit further off the pavement, out of the bike paths, save it for the kids on their way to school. And thanks, everyone.
Okay, with that, meeting is adjourned. Thank you.